people that did it. But, I mean, it took them a couple of months.
So, oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
So, yeah, that will be interesting. Plus the fact you have an April Fillion is half marathon on Sunday. Well, I do.
You're going to run that.
Yeah, and then you have the Temple Kabad, their grand opening. The governor's going to be there and everything. That's in the city of Naples.
Yeah, I was invited to that, as a matter of fact. I just can't make it. We're having a birthday party this weekend, and that's...
I thought you had one already.
No, for my daughter.
Oh, okay.
See, her birthday is January 1st, and mine is the 2nd, yeah.
That takes preference.
You betcha it does. Anyway, I wish I could be there to say hi to Rabbi Fischel, because I really like him a lot.
He is a character, I'll tell you what.
I told you the story about how I first met him. Neil Bortz was doing a book signing at... Did I tell you the story?
No, go ahead.
Neil Bortz was doing a book signing about 2 years ago at the Books A Million. There were 1,000 people there because he brought Sean Hannity with him.
Oh.
So I'm there for it, obviously, and I'm walking around, and this guy comes up to me, and he goes, "Pardon me, what's going on here?" So I told him, and I shook his hand, and he said, "What's your name?" And I told him, and he said, "Well, are you an MOT?" And I said, "Well, I know what it means."
Right.
And so I think he was surprised. So I said, "Well, no, I'm really not. But I'm happy to meet you," and blah, blah, blah. So now I'm on the mailing list, and I get to go to I get invited to all the events, and it's been a long time since I met a young guy like him who is absolutely as energetic and committed.
He's high power, isn't he?
To what he's doing. He really is, and he's made it quite a name for Chabad. So
he has, and you know, he's been here about 7 years, and someday I'll tell you a story. He walked into my office 7 years ago, and Michael, my minister of assistant, said, "There's a young man out here to see you. He's a rabbi." And I figure, you know, well, I'm not. I said, okay, let's send him in and see. And he has more charisma than maybe anybody I've ever met. I have, you said positive energy, but you have to like him. I was really, I really liked him, and he said, "I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that in Naples, and I'm going to whatever." And you know what? He did it.
Well, he has certainly revitalized a section of the Jewish community in this town, and I think has gotten people pretty excited about. I mean, he's opening an art school, a school for the arts.
Yeah,
right there on 41.
He's, I can't keep up with him.
Yeah.
I mean, he calls me, and I just say, "All right,
show me where." Right?
What do you need? Yeah, exactly.
Now I missed the big menorah lighting this year, but I heard it was even bigger than the previous one, huh?
There were a lot of people there, but jelly beans this year. It was a jelly bean menorah. It was full of jelly beans, and my granddaughter Alexa said to me, "Papa, how do we get who gets to eat the jelly beans?" And I said, "Alexa, that thing has been sitting out in the sun for 3 or 4 days. I don't really think that those jelly beans will be that good." But really cute.
One big giant jelly bean.
Yeah.
Multicolored after that.
It was definitely cute, and there were a lot of people.
Fantastic. They have this big dreidel that they set up out there. And I don't know about this year, but the year before when we went, you could go up inside the dreidel, and they actually had a film going for kids to sit and watch this film while the parents were out, you know, enjoying all the other festivities.
Right.
That's amazing. I mean, you're right. It takes a young guy to sometimes be out of the box, an out of the box thinker to get that stuff done.
Well, yeah, it's true. And as I say, he's very likable, and just super high energy, and you combine that with charisma. Because he is definitely charismatic, and you got a great combination there. So anyway, now that we've donated to the, we've donated all my time to the.
We haven't donated. I still have 10 minutes left. I'm going to take a little break, and we'll come back.
Okay.
All right, hold on. We're with Mayor Bill Barnett, and we'll be right back.
98.9 WGUF. His photographic memory is in.